Open Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hey everybody, I'm John 潘吉。
大家好，我是 Jenny。今天我们要说说美国不同的地方，不同地方的人，他们有一些这个给别人的 impression， 给别人的印象啊。And many of these are actually stereotypes, right?
Right. So stereotypes of different regions of the United States.
比如在中国，上海人给人的感觉是很精明的，对吧？东北人是比较幽默油滑的，然后北京人就是很会说的。在美国其实也有这些印象、啊、
Exactly.
They're not necessarily true. That's the thing about stereotypes,、mm-hmm. right? Okay, so where do you want to start? Which region?
All right, well, I'm from the Southeast. Let's talk about the American South.
美国南方。
Mm.
So...What stereotype does a southerner get?
So American southerners, they're a little bit slow.
你说的这个 slow 是什么反应很慢吗、
They talk slowly. They move slowly. Some people think slowly. But they're friendly.
所以就是因为可能南方是比较乡村的，然后那种 lifestyle 生活方式就是很悠闲的，对吧？讲话啊，行动啊，或者这样说，有的时候思维都比较慢半拍。
Yeah, they're a little bit slow, but they enjoy life.
对，他们是生活至上的，而且你说 they are friendly， 这个也是我对美国南方人的一个印象，就是他们很热情，很好客。然后你们有一个词叫 Southern Hospitality.
Ah, right.
就是在全美国这个南方人 Hospitality 这种热情好客都是很有名的。
Yeah, that's true.
然后南方人的口音也很明显。
Yeah, so there's this. You want me to do it?
Yeah, 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 come on.
I'm not good at it. Okay, I'm from the South, we talk like this.
对，就是这样的。你们叫做什么？一个 Southern Twang, right?
Twang.
Twang,
Yeah, Southern Twang.
然后年轻的人可能还好一点，或者就是在南方比较大城市的人好一点，但是在南方有的是比较怎么说闭塞的地方，他们口音还是很严重。
But I'm from Florida. Florida is a little bit different. It's not really like the rest of the South.
你现在赶快把自己和其他的南方人区隔开来。
No, but Florida has a special reputation,
Because I think Florida is very diverse, right? It tends to be more diverse than many other parts of the South.
But Florida has a reputation that it's full of crazy people.
Crazy people? 我以为 Florida reputation 是都是 retire, 养老。
Yeah, yeah, that too. But if you watch the news, a lot of crazy things happen in Florida on the news.
Okay. 还有什么 South Carolina, North Carolina 也有这种。就是很
Florida is the craziest.
Okay, but you're the exception. That's why you're in China. 好，那 moving on, 我们从南方，接下来你要到哪里？
Okay, so the East Coast, like the Northeast, we call these the New England states.
就是纽英格兰这个区域，美国的东北部。然后这些它 typically covers places like Massachusetts,
Yeah, Boston, New York.
纽约、波士顿就是比较大的一些城市啊。
Right.
那边的人他们的这个你给人的总体印象是什么？
So they're quite serious, hardworking.
比较严肃的。
Right.
特别我觉得像纽约这种这么繁忙的。
Yeah, they're very busy all the time. They don't have time to slow down like the southern people.
And especially New Yorkers, I think they have a reputation for being...pretty impatient and sometimes rude because everyone is in a hurry all the time.
That's true. It's not necessarily really true, but they do have that reputation.
对，我自己在纽约的感觉，就不是有一个歌唱到纽约，就是说 if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. 就这是世界的一个中心，对不对？然后在这里 competition 很非常的激烈，所以 你如果能在这里成功，那你就在全世界任何的地方都是没有问题的。
So you can't take it easy.
对，所以那边的人就是很 serious, hardworking, 这样。而且呢，他们也是可能 东北部的人给人的感觉是比较 sophisticated， 对吧，就是他们因为可能见多识广， sophisticated 就是这个意思。然后有的时候呢像一个南方人就觉得他们是很高傲啊，然后有一点 snobbish， 对吧？
Right, right.
有这样的感觉。好，那接下来我们能不能看一下 California 这种。
Okay, so California, that's West Coast.
西海岸啊。
Right, so in California, people have a lot of money, but they're not as busy in New York. They're much more relaxed.
所以他们就像这个 South 和 East Coast combined 嘛。
Yeah.
But they're also very different. And
they are doing things, like they're making money. So I think they are busier than the Southerners, you know, by reputation, but they're not uptight like the East Coast people.
像刚刚说 uptight, 像这种 East Coast, 东海岸的就是那里给人的感觉是美国好因为国家的诞生地对吧在那一圈然后就是很严肃然后很沉重然后西海岸给人的感觉就是 very free,Right? 很自由的很阳光而且你想那个时候 hippies 这种嬉皮文化的诞生地、
right.
就大家每天好像嘻嘻哈哈但是呢那里的人就是也是很 innovative 有的时候给人的感觉
Right, because Silicon Valley is in California too
你想比如在 LA 有 Hollywood 对不对 Entertainment 然后在 San Francisco 有 Silicon Valley 有这个网络
Right, so they also feel that they're at the center of American culture.
Oh, so they themselves feel that they're the center of American culture. But actually, people on the East Coast also think that
way. Yeah, they both think that way.
And the Northern people also think that way. He said we're real America. He said they're the most representative, the most people, the most ordinary America, right?
Yeah. Everyone has their own ideas.
好，那我觉得这几个大的区域可能就是最distinct, 最有鲜明区域特色的。
But there's one more that's pretty important. It's called the Midwest.
Midwest, 我通常就我也不知道它具体 cover 哪一些 states. 反正每一次我听到一个比较冷门的 state, 我就想它肯定在 Midwest.
It's just the middle. Yeah.
美国的中Midwest, 中西部。
Yeah.
是西部牛仔吗？
No, that's the West. This is the Midwest.
Oh, 那个 Wild West 和 Midwest 还不一样。
Yeah, well, some of that is close, but Midwest is more towards the North.
那 Midwest, 它给人感觉是什么？
Kind of simple.
很简单，很单纯。
Yeah, not stupid, but, you know, they don't have a lot of big cities like the East Coast or the West Coast.
就比较 rural, 比较乡村的是吧？
Yeah, so we actually don't really talk or think about the Midwest very much on the East and West Coast.
The forgotten place.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there, but like people in New York don't care about the Midwest.
但是我有时候也会听美国人讲，就是那种他会说 Midwestern values, 就好像说那种地方的人，他的道德品质都很好，都很高。
Yeah, they're kind of traditional.
对，很传统，然后正直善良，因为他生活的那个环境就是相对简单一点。
Yeah, they're nice people.
Very traditional.
And in the north part of the Midwest, they're very much like Canadians.
因为离加拿大比较近。
Like Minnesota, that kind of place.
最后再讲一个好了，美国人对加拿大的印象。You guys make fun of them all the time. 很看不起加拿大人。
没有，没有。
有。你不要否认但是我觉得加拿大人就是给人的感觉他们很随和非常 easy going
Yeah, very nice
So they're easy to make fun of 对不对美国人就觉得很好欺负
That's what you think of Canadians They're too nice
你们觉得他们有点太 nice 太善良了然后你们就欺负他们然后他们自己就是也不会生气然后他们就觉得哦，我们就是这样的 We're proud of it
Yeah.
That's Canadian value, right?
Yep, yep. And their police ride horses. I think that's pretty funny.
对，我也觉得很 funny, 因为我先生就是加拿大人。Sometimes I make fun of him too. 好，那谢谢 John 今天跟我们分享美国不同的地方，还有那些地方人的特征啊。那下一次我们会聊什么呢？现在我们两个也不知道。So tune in next week.
We'll give you a surprise.
Okay, see you again. Bye-bye.
See ya.